I think Walker used to work at the 10 pedal.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Hello, Addison.
Billy Dukes, we are officially today on the exact same episode. No longer have I watched ahead of you, so we're gonna dive right in because can I just say something?
Hit me.
Why did they kill Dwight?
So that's your thing. That's the one. I felt episode 6 had a lot of pressing questions, and I was very curious to see, like, what was your number one, and you want to talk about, let's go right with it, Dwight White.
Well, I also want to correct you real quick. You said episode 6, this was episode 5, just
episode
so
five. I apologize. Yeah,
people who are listening. Yeah, right. What? I never fully, two things. I never understood with that scene when the police showed up, it's him and Carter, and the police, that man is shady. He said he had a knife and he was going to pull it out and, you know, whatever, use it. The knife was clearly in Dwight's pocket, shoots him. I didn't get any, we ended episode 5. I had no resolution as to why they killed him.
Not only why did they kill him, why were they there in the first place? Like, if you're, unless you think Dwight was actively committing a crime, like, mm-hmm. Do you show up with lights blaring and the siren going and everything? Like, they showed up, two cop cars, that's all it took, just racing up that road. Never found out what he was being charged with. The sheriff mentioned some kind of vagaries about his criminal activity, and yeah, he seemed like a pretty shady dude. But yeah, there was no... Want to hear the last word that we ever heard from Dwight?
Oh, no.
Hey, we gonna be okay?
You'll be good, Chief. Just listen to your mama.
Shit. And don't be like Dwight.
Where you going?
Adios.
Ass on the floor. Arms and legs spread. Whoa.
Listen to your mama and don't be like Dwight. That's not bad advice.
Considering he ended up dead, not bad advice. But Billy, you know what was going through my head the whole time during that scene? Because Dwight ends up getting shot right by the cheetah pin.
Leopard?
No, sorry. Yeah, leopard. And if we remember, my wild theory last episode was that stupid leopard somehow is going to get out. It's going to eventually maul Carter. That's why he's getting airlifted out. And that's why Oriana's freaking out. I'm just saying this theory is who's going to feed the leopard now? It's going to be Carter. And sweet Carter's going to do something dumb. And then that's how it's going to be. And my theory is correct.
I do also wonder where Dwight was headed. Like, he was going to the leopard pen, but then what? Like, what was he planning on doing once he got to said leopard? I don't have an answer for that. It was all very murky and confusing, and at this point, I still don't know how it kind of builds to the overall plot.
You know what? I have a beef about, also I'm crossing my arms, those who are listening. You know what I'm ticked about? Why the heck did they have Joaquin in a Texas A&M t-shirt?
That's what really that upset you, of all things, is his choice in Joaquin's apparel. Maybe he's an Aggie.
No, because you know what? Well, first off, everyone who's listening, I went to Texas A&M because it makes me mad of, like, of course they're going to put the villain in a Texas A&M t-shirt. Like, don't trample on my alma mater like that.
Right. It's a school for villains.
Yeah,
I understand. Well, Joaquin's not a bad guy necessarily. He hasn't done anything illegal yet, has he? He's covered up the one murder, but we haven't really seen him.
You know what did really? I didn't have it in my bingo card for episode 5. The relationship, if you want to explain it, but the relationship between Beth and Beulah, I kind of wasn't seeing it going that direction.
Quick pause here because we're coming in real hot.
Sorry.
On the podcast. And we'll get back in. I want to go there next. Like, there's a lot of things to talk about, but we might have some new people joining us. Hi, I'm Billy. That's Addison. She's right there in the Mickey Bean Farm hat. We're here on Tuesdays. Join the podcast in the live chat there if you want to add your comments. You've seen I put a couple of them on the screen already. And we're going to do all things. We're going to break down episode 5. We're going to preview episode 6. A little trivia. Maybe some breaking news. You never
Billy's
know.
Doing my job. Normally I'm the host, and he's like, Addison, you just squirreled. Gotta bring you back in. I was too passionate.
We flipped roles a little bit, but that's okay, because I did want to get right into the episode, because there was so much there this past, with episode 5.
People think I'm funny about the Texas A&M comment.
Jeremiah asks, Addison, how are your nails today? I don't know.
Meaning like the color of them. They're great.
Oh, they're very nice. Well, I mean, if anybody's curious, you know, I'm doing okay too.
They're nicely painted. We had CMA Fest this past week in Nashville. So if my voice is gone, that's also why, because I was trying to talk to photographers while Hardy was screaming at his top of his lungs. Therefore, I was screaming at the top of my lungs.
I have a Dutton Ranch conspiracy theory like none other coming up later this episode. It ties Yellowstone to Dutton Ranch in a really original way, and explains why Walker was the one who suggested this piece of property to rip after that fire burned down the new Montana Dutton Ranch. It answers those questions. This is going to...
Okay.
Very excited for it. What's coming up? Not right now. Let's move on to the next thing.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. No, you're... I was waiting for it. Okay, well, let's continue to talk about first, what was the poll?
This week's poll question, we always do it in the both on the YouTube dashboard, but also in the thread here. Poll question is basically, who's next? Who's going to be the next to die on Dutton Ranch? And the options were Chet, who is Beulah's old foreman, mm-hmm. Oriana's driver, who I believe his name is Miguel. Joaquin, who we just talked about, and then we haven't met him or her yet, is the last option.
I think Oriana's babysitter.
Okay. He is last, actually. No one thinks he's going to die. 58% of people think Chet is ready to go.
Okay. I definitely don't think it's Joaquin. If they killed Joaquin off, I think that would be kind of confusing to me.
It feels a little early for that. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to throw Everett in there as a maybe, but I don't think he is going to get killed anytime soon. Too much of the show left. And then, you get to like a Rob Will, who has to be there until the very end.
100%.
Well, where do you want to go first? We got, Rip's new job. We have Beth's new agreement.
We're going to start with Rip's new gig. He is now the foreman of 10 Petals Ranch, which honestly, we did guess this in last week's podcast episode that this was going to happen because of the trailer that we saw.
He gets the job because Everett introduces him to Beulah. So they have a nice conversation, and Rip promises that he can both clean up the Jackson's 10 Petal Ranch as well as keep his mouth shut. He's not going to spill any. Now, at this point, Rip doesn't know the secrets the Jacksons have, but by the end of the episode, he certainly does. So early on, he just sort of goes bursting into the 10 Petal Bunch House with a swagger that I'm just going to say I do not have.
Who is that?
There are calves to wean. Get your gear together and get your asses in the saddle. Y'all got 10 minutes.
Love.
Get your
walks
rear
in, pours a cup of coffee, and says, "Get to work, boys." Doesn't even say I'm the new guy here. Mm-hmm. They all follow. They all followed him.
Well, he has one of those presents that you're kind of like, you don't mess with him. Like, he doesn't have to. He can just walk into the room, and you're like, "Yes, sir."
Oh, 100%. And to Big Joe's point here, do you think it's weird he just walked in and no one says, "Hey, he's..." Yes,
100%.
Like, you couldn't do that anywhere else. Like, I couldn't just walk into, like, the Walmart and be like, "Susie, I need you on register 4.
And they fall suit. That is a good point. It doesn't really translate to every day, but, you know, they only have so much screen time and they really just need to keep things moving. The whole, you know, "Hello, Mr. Rip Wheeler" needed to be taken out.
So they have a day ranching, And then towards the end of the day, Rip pulls Austin aside. Austin is the one-armed cowboy and asks him about Wes, because there had been some fighting earlier between Chet and... I get all these new cowboys a little bit confused, and maybe just because I have it and for my own sort of sanity, I'm just gonna throw it up here for a second, Addison.
Y'all, Billy and Dang Trees, which I do appreciate it. I'm looking. I do. It's endearing, Austin, Billy.
Chet, and then that guy to the left there, whose name Tommy. Tommy is the three primaries there. There's a fight between, I believe, Chet and Austin. Essentially, Rip finds out that Wes has gone missing. He was good friends of Austin. His wife's gone missing as well. Rip connects the dots that the body he pulled out of the ground during episode 2 is this missing character, Wes.
I don't really know where it heads, other than is the body eventually going to be found in that mine? You know, like there's not a world in which we don't not see this come back up. I just don't really know in which way. Excuse me, it comes back up.
Well, they I mean, that was a long way down to that mine. To find that body, they'd have to have a camera that has on a pretty big rope, maybe lower a drone in there somehow, which seems a little dicey. But I feel like that body's gone. At best, Rip might be able to tell Whitney where the body is. But that's not going to provide her the closure that she looks for, I don't believe. But I think it will give Rip a little bit of leverage in the Beulah family, right? Like, he knows Joaquin and Rob Will and Beulah and whoever else is involved, their secret. And kind of can figure out who's keeping that secret, I think.
So Rip is working at 10 Petals, and then here comes Beth. She's got a new partnership with Beulah Jackson.
Did you right off the bat realize what Beth was doing and putting together?
You mean in the way that she was, her business plan?
Yeah, she was kind of doing that research, and she's researching like exotic hunting, and she's researching droughts, and the whole first 40 minutes or so, she's just kind of in front of a computer, clearly working on something. But it didn't dawn on me what she was doing until she actually sat down with Beulah Jackson. Did it dawn on you?
No.
This is a plan that essentially, I think it's fair to say, she's taken the plan that she had for her Dutton Ranch and she's just kind of moving it over one house. She's saying, okay, well, I can build this for Beulah now, take 20% of the profits, and we'll be in good shape. A very good conversation between Beth and Beulah Jackson. She brings her about a $500 bottle of bourbon, Oban 18, I believe it's called, and it retails for about $500 for the internet. They have a long, long conversation with Beth, in which Beth explains that she wants to turn the 10 Petal Ranch into like a bespoke, she uses the word bespoke, steaks. Two words I don't think should really ever go together, but that's neither here nor there. High-end steaks that are recession-proof. She can sell to restaurants. It comes with this great Jackson family story, yada, yada, yada. Beulah is very skeptical of it. Beth basically calls her out and says, hey, listen, I know you're on the verge of losing this ranch and have been for some time. Clearly, that throws Beulah Jackson. And by the end, not only does Beulah buy in, but Beth ends up admitting a few secrets of her own.
My father, he had no interest in monetizing his ranch. His dream was to preserve, to uphold a promise, and keep the place whole, which we did, but it killed him.
And that's what Beulah Jackson is doing currently.
What I thought was kind of badass is when, because Beulah goes, well, might as well just call this, why don't I slap Dutton Ranch on the beef? And pretty much Beth was going, hell no, you will never have my name you will never have the Dutton name on any of your products.
I want to ask you, but also people watching, could this partnership work? Like, could we get into season 2 with a Beth-Beulah partnership moving forward? Is there any chance that this season ends with them on the same side of the coin?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I kind of like them together. Like, they're kind of badass women, and at least the conversation that was had, it felt like there was a mutual respect almost in that conversation. And I, like I said, I can't believe I'm saying that. I kind of liked it. I think I would enjoy seeing like more of it.
I want it. I'm cheering for it to work.
Yeah.
Right? Because that means we get to a second or maybe even a third season where Beulah is clear of whatever sort of darkness is shadowing her at the moment. And that's not super clear, although we all think it's drugs and the cartel. And then it leaves room for some sort of new enemy to sort of come to their doorstep for season two or three. But Beth and Beulah together, like, it's such an unstable relationship, but they're kind of the same person. Like, two heads are better than one. Like, I want it to work, but I just, Beth doesn't play well with others. She just doesn't.
Yeah. Why are a lot of people saying that in our comment section here on this live that Beth is a business killer?
Well, that's kind of what she did in Yellowstone. You know, she was a, she wasn't a business killer. She kind of helped spearhead takeovers of companies. And she was a really shrewd negotiator. She's had some successful businesses and had some good ideas. But she has that side of her as well where she just can't have nice things. It might be a little unfair to say she's a business killer, but I'm not sure she's necessarily someone to trust. I wouldn't go into business with her, would you?
No.
See, other comments we have here. I have a feeling Rob will get taken out along with his brother, and Rip and Beth will take over the 10P. That could be where this is headed. By the way, I don't know why our comments on screen are all of a sudden so much bigger than they've ever been before. Like, the font has been blown up like it's my mom on her cell phone. Whereas, you know what I mean? Like, you see your parents' cell phone, it's like one letter per screen.
No, I was at an event with the artist will stay unnamed, but let's just say he's young. And I gave him a hard time. I was like, sir, I can literally read your the full-on conversations from over here.
Like, well, I totally want to know who it is.
I'm like, I see you talking to your fiance right now, unintentionally.
Hopefully it was clean.
Yeah, it was.
So now we're going to go into episode 6, and presumably they're going to move that plan forward, I think. And as we start to talk about episode 6, I do have the full trailer today. As we start to talk about that, we'll show why there's some evidence of that.
Can I say one thing? The one request that I see consistently through our comment section is that, Billy, if you have any breaking news, please turn the volume down. People are saying it's too loud.
I can't make that promise.
Okay. Well, I tried, everyone. All right. Let's move on to, so we talked about Carter and the leopard. We talked about what I think is going to happen. Did you have any counter thoughts to that, Billy?
No, I think we're on the same page. I think maybe the consensus is here that it'd be nice to see Beulah and Beth in agreement, but it's not all that likely. We had a little Carter and Oriana romance, a little cute scene, but not too much. I thought it was a touching scene towards the end where she kind of took him in his arms and he was really kind of grief-stricken. Clearly, he was quite fond of this Dwight White character in just a short few days' time. But I need to understand why that is a little bit better before I can buy into it all the way.
I agree. I want to understand why putting their relationship on screen is going to affect. I think it's going to be pivotal for maybe the character arc of Carter. I just am curious of what that character arc is.
Yeah. I don't think we'll see the leopard again. We may, where the leopard ends up may go down with Lugnut Boy. As to, we're just not going to ever. You think it's coming back?
I think that.
The biggest surprise to me this episode was not those things, because I thought for sure, you know, I mean, Rip and Beth are going to have to do something. They're creative, and it seemed inevitable that they're going to somehow become more entwined with the Dutton Ranch for better, or for the Jackson Tempetal Ranch for better or for worse. The biggest surprise for me came towards the very end, where after Chet gets fired by Rip, he heads to a local hotel, finds himself whatever woman he can find, a little bit of cocaine and some booze, and They're having a good old time until...
Open that fucking door, Chet Damon!
I'm back in the saddle. Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Saddle. Man.
Yeah, all those good things I said about, like, maybe Rob will potentially becoming a good guy because his daughter is... I don't believe any of that anymore. That dude's still evil.
I still think... I don't know.
I like him a lot more, though. Like, now I'm excited for him to be on screen. He still has a punchable face, but...
He still has a very punchable face. I did not anticipate
Rob will returning yet. I thought we still had another episode or two for him to come back.
They've got to hurry it. How long, how many episodes do we get of this season?
We get nine episodes.
Okay. It's about to be six. Yeah. They had to bring him back. What are they going to do? Bring him back episode seven, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a pretty good character to only have for two or three episodes. What else happened this episode? I think if we kind of hit the nuts and bolts of it. I do want to share my theory here in a second, as well as a gift from a fan. But what else are we missing in terms of the episode?
We've never gotten a gift from a fan. I think for the most
part. The sheriff? Do you like the sheriff, or are you down on the sheriff?
The one who shot Dwight?
Yeah.
Why the hell would I be for him? Sorry, that was so much more passionate than it needed to be.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. All right, fair enough.
He's sketchy. He's shady. He's... No. Give me episode six. Let's watch the trailer.
Episode six trailer. It's 30 seconds long, and I'm just going to play the whole thing, and we'll kind of pick out different clips here.
I want to know who put the body on my property.
On the next episode of Dutton Ranch.
The Ten Petal is unlike any other. But knowing when to walk away is just as valuable as knowing when to fight.
Change is on the horizon.
Is that a good thing?
Put the gun down. Wait.
Okay, big question. Whose hand is shaking there at the end, pointing a gun at Joaquin?
Joaquin's not dying, though, so. I think it... Oh, you know who I think it is? The guy who's dead's girlfriend.
Whitney. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know? I'm she down figures with this theory. It out, and then she's like...
Right. Yeah, because she's a little emotional, hand shaking. All right. You don't think it's Rip, then?
No. That feels too predictable.
See, that was my first thought, was Rip, because at the beginning of the trailer, we see Rip and Joaquin in the car together, and Rip's demanding answers about who put the dead body on the property. And then at the very end, and it seems like it's a similar time and place, Rip, a gun is pointed at him. So I thought maybe Rip was threatening that information out of Joaquin, who was loath to hold it up. Or to give it up.
We'll see.
Do you know? You don't know, do you? Because you used to say we'll see all the time when you're an episode ahead, but now you're...
I know, but I don't fully agree. No, it's just I don't fully agree with you. No, I don't know anything. You and I are on the same page. Joaquin is a goner. The Texas A&M grad might be bye-bye.
He could be. Other things we saw there, I wish I could play it again, but there was a little glimpse of Everett with his hat off and his shirt kind of unbuttoned, showing his t-shirt in the presence of Beulah Jackson. Not sure if that indicates that maybe they had a passionate reunion at some point. Or that, too, possibly as well. There's a little Rob Will pointing a gun at an unknown person. Don't know who that character is, but it proves once again that Rob Will is evil as can be. So there's not a ton there. I thought the biggest part for me was the Rip Joaquin drama and Rip continuing to track down that information.
We'll see. Well,
this is definitely true. Taylor loves to use misdirection in the trailers to make you go down blind alleys. Absolutely he does. We got a little Beth and Beulah on the private jet. Looks like maybe they're having a little business trip. Little girl's business trip.
Little girl. Girl's trip.
Yeah. Couple ladies on a PJ.
There was a
country artist once who, in the middle of an interview, casually referred to taking a PJ, as in private jet.
Yes.
Yeah, I cannot with this country art. Ever since that, I can't take this country artist seriously. Like, I just can't.
After our live, I'll tell you who I was watching text, and you tell me who was flying on that private jet.
Mine won't surprise you at all.
Mine probably won't. I don't know.
Probably.
All right. We're going down a rabbit hole. Let's go. What was last week's trivia?
Well, I'm not ready for that yet. Hold on. I got more to tell.
Is it a breaking news? Should I plug my ears?
No.
Everyone plug. Oh, just kidding.
Nope, not breaking news. Two things. I want to share first. I don't remember the person's name, but in the comment section on YouTube, they created a little bit of fan art, Billy and Addison fan art, and I'll show you mine first.
Stop. Wait, what's your family tree hat? Wait, that's awesome. Awesome.
Okay, couple things. One, I kind of love it. Two, that looks older than I feel I am, but it might be accurate.
Billy needs some rest. Your under eyes are looking like you might need some eye patches. I'll send you some, Billy.
And three, I think I'm wearing the same shirt, which is a little embarrassing. So that's mine.
Okay. Oh, they even got your book.
Are you ready for
your old office?
Yeah. They got the old office. So I think it's all right. Here's yours. You ready?
Yeah.
This is a cartoon version of Addison. Makeup is looking flawless.
They got my
teeth.
But why I'm laughing so hard is, y'all, the shirt says, "Can't out Texas me."
Yeah. And they just kind of nailed it. I feel like. A much more flattering picture, but I think in both cases, maybe more accurate than I'm willing to admit. So. Certainly appreciate that get the eye cream.
Yeah, you get the eye cream and you send me mine later. Looks like I can't ever not wear hoops. Between hoops and trucker hats, I feel like that's kind of my thing.
A quick, yeah, Doug says she needs an HEB t-shirt. Fair.
I do. Maybe I should start tagging HEB in our reels and see what happens.
Rabob says, "Billy, I'm sending you some eye patches." Okay, fair enough.
They even got my glowing skin. Thank you, Rabob.
My family is going on a vacation this summer, and I'm not kidding you. There was a text thread about bringing in someone to Botox. Everybody on the vacation, and they were taking a family poll about who's ready for a Botox, which, okay, whatever. People Botox, they don't Botox, whatever. But they kept using the phrase fresh tox, like a fresh Botox. I wanted to punch something. It made me so mad. Like, stop fresh tox. That's ridiculous.
I never thought this would be a conversation that we're having right now, nor fresh tox coming out of your mouth. And also, interesting that your family wants to do that on vacation. No judgment.
Some bougie family members. I have some family members that would do very well with you in your Dallas hotels and such. But I mean, people who have, I'm talking about people that have less than three kids, which is what I have. You can even hear, my kids are screaming in the background. You can hear them. My siblings are worrying about their fresh tox.
Okay. They have less kids than you.
I love my aunt. They're great.
The bougie Dallas aunt and uncle, they don't have any kids.
Okay. Second thing I wanted to show, and I hope this plays okay, and I'm going to have to provide a little bit of context. If you remember at the start of this season of Dutton Ranch, Rip and Beth's place burns down. Rip starts making some phone calls to acquire some new land, and he finds a place in South Texas that Walker turns him on to. And it seemed very, very strange that Walker would turn Rip on to anything, because they weren't exactly best friends, but it also just sort of felt random. Like, why shoehorn Walker into that? Of all people, you know, because he had Taylor Sheridan's character down there and some others. I first saw this conspiracy theory offered on Esquire, which I'll give them the credit, but I also saw it on Whiskey Riff. So if our friends over at Whiskey Riff were first, I'm gotta give them credit. Anyway, they referred back to this scene from season 2 of Yellowstone when Walker talks to a cowboy whose name is Cowboy. And this clip is kind of, it's a short, so it's jumbled together, but I think you can get the gist of it.
Well, I guess neither did I.
Hell, I ain't seen you since.
The Haythorne, Nebraska. Heard you did a stint.
7 years.
Yeah, well, it's behind you now. Keep it there, son.
I'm trying. How'd this place find you?
I found it.
This ranch? It ain't like no place you ever worked. Might want to think about making a U-turn.
Works the same. Just the ranch name that changes.
No, this one's different. Reminds me of that place down on the border. Fucking drug runner.
It cuts off there. Reminds me of that place down on the border, effing drug runners. I think Walker used to work at the 10 pedal.
Oh, that would be.
Come on.
You think?
You're not. Huh?
That would have to be so smartly written. Like, you think that Taylor Sheridan's that good?
Well, this is a Chad Sheehan project, and he's borrowing from Yellowstone left and right. Like, all sorts of things coming from the Yellowstone. So do I think he would include that too? Yeah, I absolutely do think that's possible.
I keep forgetting about that part. Interesting.
It's kind of interesting, I think. It's just one of those theories that I promise you we're the only ones talking about it. Us and Esquire. Lady Dawn says Walker at the 10 pedal. I buy it. And some other people are kind of appreciating that theory as well. So staff at tasteofcountry.com if you're looking for to add a comment or drop a comment in the comment section of the video if you just want to talk to us directly.
Sorry, everyone. I did tell Billy to turn it down. That was loud. What breaking news do you have for us?
Breaking Dutton Ranch rules is that ahead of next week's episode of the Dutton Rules podcast, I'll be having a conversation with Berto Colon, who plays Miguel, Oriana's driver, Beulah's security guard. I gotta be thinking that they're doing the rounds because he gets killed off during episode 6, because that's usually how this works. But he must have some sort of episode or some sort of purpose.
Do you think he gets killed off by Beulah because he messes up with Oriana in the sense of maybe like she runs away or something, and then Beulah's like, pow, pow?
I don't think Beulah's killing people.
Okay.
That Rob Will would be the one to do it, or maybe Joaquin. I don't think Beulah's firing a gun.
Joaquin? Like that. Joaquin.
Sorry, Joaquin. Kino, as she calls him. Yeah, a little soft on the breaking news. I kind of shoehorned that one in there, but I needed to get that announcement out. And plus, you mentioned the sound bite, so.
Okay.
I had to get that. Okay. You were trying to get us into something else, Addison. I am done with my.
Let's go into some trivia, Billy.
Trivia this week. And we do trivia every week for a great piece of Dutton Rules merchandise. If you go to Taste of Country store, you can find the Dutton Rules brand of clothing. Includes some great Rip train station t-shirts. And we give a t-shirt to the first, a random. Ooh, I'm struggling with this one today. I am having a hard time. Can you talk about the prize for a second while I catch up? What do we do? Who gets the t-shirt, Addison? Boy.
I have less sleep. I thought it was me with CMA Fest. It might be you. The first person to email us at staff@tasteofcountry.com will get your choice of t-shirt. Now, Billy, what was last week's trivia?
Last week's trivia question was actually a media trivia question. And the question was, what is wrong with this picture?
And I still have no clue.
A couple of people thought it was the amount of light on the dirt, which is a little suspicious. Some people pointed to the machinery they're using as something that couldn't dig a hole. The correct answer actually came from Beth Traverso Real Estate on YouTube, who knew that there should be a huge mound of dirt with all those cattle under there. They put all the dirt back in the hole and leveled it. They got 100 head of cattle. That dirt pile should be humongous if they're putting all that dirt back.
Wait, that's such a great point. I can't believe I didn't think about that.
See?
Oh, it's perfect.
Level as can be.
Oh my gosh. Duh.
Congratulations to Beth. We'll be in touch with regards to your Dutton Rules t-shirt. And we'll give another one away with this week's trivia question, if you're ready, Addison.
I'm born ready. What is it?
This one's a mouthful. Ready? Here we go. Oriana actress Natalia Lind has several famous family members, including one that portrayed a very famous country singer. Who is the actress and who is the singer? Staff at tasteofcountry.com. Drop a comment in the actual comments of the video if you like, and we'll select one correct answer of all correct answers to win that shirt from Taste of Country Store.
I remember she posted, I like stalked her somewhat recently. Maybe it was before my interview with her. And that's when I realized that she has famous family members, but I don't remember the country artist. All right.
Her mom was actually in an episode of Seinfeld that I liked quite a bit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to get
a bit part. Played a bit. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to keep moving on here. We're headed into some Q&A now. Staff at tasteofcountry.com is where you can leave questions on this YouTube comment section. You can leave questions or thoughts, and we just might read it. Alrighty. Audrey on YouTube says, coming from a farm rancher, yes, this was portrayed accurately and morally speaking. FMD can spread to other animals, and all animals have to be completely destroyed. Lethal injections require a vet for prescriptions, which is costly and more hazardous than a mass grave. I'm actually surprised that they didn't destroy their horses as well, but I think that would have been too much for the audience to swallow.
That was the perspective I think we are looking for. Like, we got a lot of ranch perspective, but she went on beyond that. That was just a short version of what she had to say.
I also want to note, so last week during CMA Fest, I talked to Jenna Paulette, a country singer who is also, she lives in Texas, and she's a cowgirl, full cowgirl. And actually we got into, it's on camera, and I'll listen to it later. Maybe we can throw it into next week's episode. But I asked her, you know, when you watch shows like this, I said, Yellowstone, you know, do you and your husband ever sit back and go, oh, this is like not really how it works. And she actually had something to say about how to herd cattle and all the above, that they get it very wrong on the show. So anyways,
interesting.
That just came to me. We might have to circle back to that later. But alrighty, Chad says $11,000 a month kind of seems not worth ranching yourself and just stay with Beulah. Let her take the risks and collect the checks.
That's a big paycheck. Like, I want to look into being a ranch foreman because that sounds nice.
I'm going to be honest. I'm like, I would love $11,000 a month. So kind of sounds not like a bad gig.
Also kind of love how Rip bargained for himself. She was operating like 8 or 9. And he's like, how about 11? He's like, oh, son, go get you. Get it. That's $131,000 a year. I feel like you can make that work in small town Texas.
I think you can. And then the last one I have for us is from Mike. Sorry, my voice is really struggling here. I'm curious how Rip gets around with no ID. We said this in Yellowstone. We said this today. That is the one query. I don't know if that's the right word. Qualm? Whatever. About him.
I actually brought this question up for a reason, and now I realize my premise was faulty. I was curious to know if anybody watching like lives off the grid to some sort of massive degree, like, and how hard it is to just live with no ID or no computer or anything like that in 2026. And it seems like it would just be impossible. So I thought, oh, okay, we'll put that to the audience. But of course, everybody watching and listening has some sort of device and electronic footprint, therefore would not be living off the grid. And that did not occur to me until right this instant. So my bad on that. But I also big thanks to Mike. That's Mike the Hogginator, who's actually in the stream chat today, joined us for the first time in a bit. He's a former winner of a Dutton Rules t-shirt. And he says he's gotten compliments on it here in Colorado Springs. And he refers people to watch the podcast when people ask him about it.
Love. Thank you for doing that. That's how we spread the word here.
How's our audience today? Good audience today. We had a record audience last week. I'm doing very well today. And I see some familiars. Johnny back in. I see LGNAT75, who I got a comment. Boise Blue 2 back is in. And I see some new names as well. I love having over 100 concurrents in real time. So if you've shared it with somebody you know, much appreciated. The more the merrier here. And I think, you know, this is kind of a place to let your wild sort of conspiracy theories fly. We really sort of embrace that and have some of our own. So thank you so much for doing that with us.
All right, Billy, let us know the music that we heard on this week's episode. And don't worry, I have my closing ready.
Well, if you're new here, I mean, I just want to make sure anybody who is new understands why we do the music. And it's just to give Addison a moment to collect her thoughts and have a polished.
That's a bunch of bull crap.
Show.
It's a bunch of bull crap.
Because we're on a good streak here. And today I would like to be the only one who stutters through something that they're going to repeat. So I'm just giving her a moment to take a breath. If you have a glass of water, you tried to get around that, but didn't work. Two important songs heard during episode 5 of Dutton Ranch. We heard Everett, Ed Harris, singing The Grand Tour by George Jones as he was driving Rip to Beulah Jackson's. And then as Rip is entering the bunkhouse for the very first time, we hear Charlie Crockett's Ain't That Right playing on the radio. Both very good songs. One's certainly a legend. And I've really liked this show because it's not only focused on some of the new country. This is the second or third time he's kind of thrown a legendary hit in there. We had Linda Ronstadt previously. Now this George Jones song. I think that it's cool. Paying dues to the legends of country music as well.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah, I'm good now. I'm good.
Well, y'all, the Dutton Rules Yellowstone podcast, sorry, Yellowstone franchise podcast, is another. Billy, I didn't mess it up. I just like kind of messed it up. Okay, y'all.
All right, I'll edit this out in post. Go ahead, try it again.
Thank you. My voice is done. The Dutton Rules Yellowstone franchise podcast is another leopard-loving Townsquare Media podcast.
That's an original. I like it. We have so many leopard-loving podcasts on this network. It's good to have another.
Bye-bye.
See ya.